Everyone, welcome to episode 106 of the Top Shelf Podcast, and I am thoroughly pleased to be graced by the presence of Jennifer.
You're not going to say hi?
Hello.
Danielle Gavin.
Hello.
Galvin.
Galvin with an L.
How many times did I mess it up?
A lot. It's fine.
And then Abby.
Hi.
Hi, Abby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This is episode 106, and I'm thrilled, kind of, to talk about a topic that is not near and dear to my heart, but I know that a lot of guys think that this is a tactic to get the attention of the woman they're pursuing, whether it's for good intentions or bad intentions. It is dick pics, and dick pics are never, ever, ever a good thing.
Never a good thing. Specifically unsolicited DPs.
Yes. If they're not asked for, please do not send them. And these ladies, we've discussed it beforehand, and there are some stories they're going to tell. I'm going to tell a couple stories. I don't have any stories to tell. I'm just going to, you know.
You've never sent a dick
pic. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. I want to start with saying that, gentlemen, there's a difference between your dicks and the lady parts. Our parts are disgusting. There's no...
Not necessarily. I disagree.
Let me get this out of the way. It is disgusting. They are not good looking. They will never be good looking. I don't care how you manscape or what you do to them. They are not good looking. There is no reason whatsoever you think that if you send it to a woman, they will be impressed, unless you are Ron Jeremy. If you know who Ron Jeremy is, then you know what I'm talking about. Other than that, forget it. There is no reason for you to be sending your penis via the interweb whatsoever. Jennifer.
Okay. I'm going to play off of that.
That was a real slow, like.
Okay. I need a moment. Okay. I needed to collect my thoughts for a second. You just berated all of the penises of the world, and I would like to.
Including my own.
Look at some of them are really lovely. Do I want it unsolicited in my inbox or my text message box? No. No, I don't. Not particularly. Do we want to hear everybody's. I mean, I told
Horror
the girls a
stories?
Few of mine.
Yeah, I think we should all share a dick pic story.
All right, should I start with mine?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
So years ago, I lived in Providence. I was out at a bar that probably isn't even open anymore with a couple of girlfriends. I met this man. His name was Mike. Very nice guy. Chatted at the bar.
By the way, Mike listens.
Definitely listens. Mike, you know who you are. This should never have happened. None of you are ready for this story, first of all. So we chit-chat, whatever. We all leave to go to another bar. This is like a bar hopping scenario. Happy days. My girlfriends, we all leave, and they're like, you need to go back in there and give that man your number. I'm like, do you think so? Do you think he was like sort of into me? I'm not really sure. Maybe. And they're like, get back in there and give him your number. And I'm like, well, how do I go back in without looking like a lunatic? And they're like, walk in and say, did I leave my phone in here? So what do? Little Jen, I was very naive at the time. I went in and I said, did I leave my phone in this bar, actually? Like, I think I might have left my phone somewhere. A few people are looking, you know, just to be nice, because obviously they all know the reason I went back in. And Mike comes up to me and says, you know you didn't leave your phone in here. The only reason you came back is to give me your phone number.
So smooth.
Good job, Mike. So I gave him my phone number. Happy days. We're texting back and forth. Nothing overly sexual. Straight out the gate. It's not really my style. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, a little later in the evening, I get a picture message from Mikey.
Wait, that same night?
Same night.
He didn't wait the 3 days?
Nope.
Well, he's a pathetic individual. 3 day rule, Mike.
Exactly. He hasn't been listening to the podcast for very long, and obviously he's missing out on your
great
wealth
advice.
Of wisdom.
Prestigious advice.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I opened this picture message thinking, I don't know what I was thinking. And it is a unsolicited dick pic. Not a bad looking.
They're all ugly. They're all ugly.
However, in the background, it is. Okay, I'm going to paint a little picture. This person, whomever it may be, is sitting Indian style. And in the background of the picture, the shoes on the feet of the person who belongs to the dick is wearing floral high heel pumps.
Oh, no.
So it took me a moment to register. And then I thought to myself, as naive as I was and as young as I was, I thought, you know what? Maybe he has a friend who, you know, maybe living remotely in some, maybe he's in Dubai. And he sent his friend some slippers that may have floral print on them. Like, it was very clearly a unique pattern on these shoes. So my response was, nice slippers, question mark? Because I thought, I'm going to give this guy the benefit of the doubt. He definitely did not just send me a dick pic with high heel pumps. And he goes, oh shit, that's not me. My bad. And I thought, so you're sending me a dick pic of somebody else, not only somebody else that's not you or your dick, someone who happens to be wearing high heel shoes in the background, and you're going to try and explain this to a person that you met earlier that day. Now, that's probably the boldest dick pic I received. Have I received many of them? Yes. Have they all been unsolicited? Yes. Have I ever asked for one? Yes. Let's be real, girls. But like,
okay, so why did you ask for it? Like, I want to know why girls.
I like it.
You like, what do you like about it? Like,
I like dicks. I mean, it's not like a secret.
I get it, but why? It's so weird to me.
I mean, I don't want them all the time. I don't want them like paper cutouts hanging over my freaking bedroom ceiling fan. But like, this is like, it's a turn on sometimes when you're seeing somebody and you're like, hey, I'm over. Let's say you can't see each other or one person's away on vacation or something.
It's ugly.
No, they're not all ugly. That's not even... Stop berating yourself. I'm sure that it's not ugly.
Regardless, I've seen... Oh, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to finish that comment, but...
I've seen my rooms. I've seen my naked.
Yeah, listen. Guys' locker rooms,
is it the naked form of a woman prettier than the naked form of a man? 1,000%. For sure. But some people like dick pics. I don't know who...
And apparently you're one of them.
Like, I don't gush over them, but like, I wouldn't mind everyone every now and again. Somebody that I'm dating, it wouldn't bother me.
Okay, so real quick, before we get to Danielle and Abby's stories, what part of the pic of the dick do you actually like? Like, what does it for you?
The dick.
Besides that, because it...
They all look different. It's like a piece of art. Like, not everybody feels the way that I feel, but like everyone, it's like a fingerprint.
Do you think maybe it's also part of the sentiment? Like, yeah, I did this. Like, this is for me.
Yeah, I think, maybe it is.
I think that, like, it's not so much the picture. It's the...
This person is sending this to me for me.
Yeah.
Even whether they think I'm benefiting from the picture or not.
But are you sure about that?
No, I'm not sure about that. Maybe it gets them off. Like, one of you girls has a story. But this is a perfect lead.
Let's move on to Danielle and Abby, because apparently Jen just loves a DP.
I don't love them. Not on DP. No, you're getting me wrong in the curve here. Like, I don't mind them. Like, did I want the one with high heels? No, definitely not. I don't even know this man. Do I want the ones of the people that I don't know? No. If I'm dating somebody and they're like, hey, thinking about you in the morning. I'm like, okay. Hey, good morning. I'm thinking about you too. Let's get this. But like, it doesn't always happen like that.
Okay. Let's go with Abby first, please, with your story.
All right. Well, Jen kind of segued into it. So I will never, ever ask for a dick pic, even if, you know, if I am married to you and so in love. I will not ask for it. Like, just show it to me in person, okay?
Great. I agree, Abby. Thank you. I agree.
I hear you.
But
you understand.
I understand.
You're
like a
millennial. Millennial. I understand you. I understand you. I see you. I'll take your thoughts into consideration. I still love dick pics.
I don't love every one of them, but like, you know.
Abby, please.
Okay.
Please.
So I have like a fun little quirky story. So over the summer, Danielle also got to experience this. So it was a joint endeavor. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so there was this guy from Tinder, of course. Where else do they come from? You know, friends on Snapchat, of course. I would get literally multiple unsolicited dick pics from him a day on Snapchat. And he, like, over the summer, I was with my friends a lot, okay? I was at Danielle's house, like, a lot. We were, you know, pooling
the rooster.
Or at the rooster. I would get one. I'd say, okay, so, like, what was that? And then he goes, I know you're with your friends right now. Are you going to show them? And so I would, you know, as a joke, I'd just be like, okay, send me another one. I'll show them. And he would. He sent another one. I'd show them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would send him back a video of me going around the room and everyone clapping for him.
No. Did you actually show them all every time? Or did you just tell him that you showed them?
Oh, it's all right. I've seen that man's
when
penis
we
three
were,
times.
Yeah, no. No. When we were, like, all hanging out, yeah, I would. Because I just think it was funny. But I, like, no way did I take it, like, seriously. Was I like, yeah, send it to me. Like, I want to see it.
No, I was making fun of him.
Oh.
And we I think I saw it three times. So.
Yes, but here's the thing is that there was no victim in this because he liked it.
Yeah, he got off on it.
Yes.
Sure.
Wait, he got off by you showing his picture of his penis to all your friends.
Yes, he asked.
Are you gonna show?
Yes,
your
and
friends?
Then I would literally send him a video of me going around the room, everyone saying, "Yeah, go, Ryan, yeah," and then he'd be like, "Oh my god, like."
Did you block him?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, he 100% got blocked, but it was fun for like whatever the 2 weeks that happened.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna piggyback off Jen a little bit.
Yes.
Did you think it was a nice looking dick?
I mean, objectively, yes, but still, I didn't want a picture of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, whatever. It'd be just, you know, let's go hook up and do it or whatever. I don't want,
right.
like, a formal viewing beforehand.
Right, right.
Uh-huh.
No sneak peek.
Exactly.
No trailer.
Uh-huh.
Danielle?
Yeah.
You've been chomping at the bits to tell us your story about the DPs.
Definitely all unsolicited.
Mm-hmm.
I went like good 2 years without dick pics until recently. But yeah, only 2 years.
They've cropped back up.
One of them's my brother's friend. And
okay.
I know. No, that. Just keep the streak for fun, but whatever. My brother's friend, he knows the story, so he dies. But so he doesn't even send his dick.
Wait, he dies.
No, like, although he died, like, tell my brother the story. He's mortified
okay.
that his friend right.
Ooh,
does
God.
This and sends this. You know, he's still very well alive and breathing. Shout out to Kyle Galvin. hey, Kyle.
What's up, Kyle?
I think this is even worse than a dick pic, and I've gotten, like, 3 recently of this situation of when they send, like, this one time he had his pants around his ankles, but his hands covering his penis.
That's not attractive.
No, that's weird. So I'm like, we're going to do
right.
it. And then one guy on his lunch break sent me a video of him in his car just touching himself in his pants, though. So you
in
can't
his car, broad daylight.
Broad daylight on his lunch break. And my response was, wow, lunch break really gets you going. Because, like, what do you say to that?
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Great response.
Yep.
And then he'll send the dick, but I don't know. I'm not a fan of that. I think it's different for dating someone and they send it, because then that's more, like, attractive, I guess, but if I don't
even
know
if
you,
I'm dating
someone,
I don't want to see it on my phone.
Well, I wrote
yeah,
Jen
thank
that
you,
way,
Abby.
Though, of
yeah.
like, oh, good morning, like,
hey.
I don't know, keep it fun.
Yeah.
But
no.
not if we're just hooking up where I've never met you, do not send me your dick. Or a video of your hands over your dick. Might as well send
no, it. No, it doesn't matter if it's big or small or medium, whatever, like, I personally, I'll get into my stories. I've been asked plenty of times. And
oh, plenty, ladies. Plenty.
Plenty of times to send a picture. And I've very infrequently sent one. Have I sent one? Yes, I have. But will I do it nowadays? Absolutely not, because I've matured and I realized, like, no, dicks are ugly. Like, my dick,
like,
his
pictures
dick.
Pictures are forever.
And
yeah,
the internet and the social media, holy, if I piss someone off, which is likely story for me, like, that's going to go across the interweb, and I'm in big trouble here.
Never know.
I'm in big trouble. So recently, I refuse to send them. And, you know, whether I say, no, I'm not sending, that's fucking disgusting, or no, maybe next time, whatever, I make up an excuse not to send it because they're ugly. I don't want blackmail. I don't need you showing your friends, Abby.
He
asked for it.
Well, that's different to be turned on by you showing
my
friends.
My friends.
You know, he was thinking like, oh, if she doesn't like it, then one of her friends will like it and she'll jump on the train.
Yeah.
Like,
you get a dick pic, do you show your friends?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. Like,
so, like, you're not just...
Because you're not just with your friends and they're like, it happened to me on Sunday, this guy, I don't like him at all.
Wait, you got a picture on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. I don't like him at all. I was actually at the Rooster. I mean, my friend, I met him at the Rooster.
Yes.
But I don't like him, but he like reaches out. He's the same lunch break guy. So naturally I have to go along with it just to see what happens. My friend's like, oh, we got to get him going.
We're going to get him.
And so we responded and then I forgot about it and I opened it up at work the next day. I'm like, oh my God, I was mortified. But it's like, sometimes it's for entertainment, you and your friends, which sounds so bad.
But
like you're
bored. Sometimes
like,
it's very easy to get one.
Oh, yeah, especially if you know.
It's very easy
like,
for girls to get one.
Yeah.
That's not even a question. It's very easy for girls to get a picture.
Yeah,
it's very easy for guys to get a picture, too, of naked women. But they're ugly. Why do you want to see it? They're not good looking. They're ugly.
That is a hold up of penises.
Yeah, and I have one, and I'm telling you, they're not good looking. Guys,
don't do it. That is objective. Some people really like them.
You.
I'm speaking of, you know, plenty of other people.
So there's four people at this table. It's a 50-50 split. Danielle and Jen think they're okay. Abby and I are like, gotta go. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer.
It is quite easy to get one, though. I did have somebody at the Rooster verbally slander me on social media. Because I kicked him out after a particularly wild St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. And my best friend found him on social media and said, give me 10 minutes, I'll get a dick pic.
Oh my God.
Isn't it fun to kind of
get
a friend?
It did happen. And I was like, wow. I mean.
Was it everything you expected?
No. It made me feel a lot better about him slandering me on Facebook. I will say that. It was the intended result.
Oh my God.
And now like you've seen his penis and he doesn't even know.
And he's banned from the Rooster anyway. It doesn't make a difference.
Guys, well, you know, what's the old saying? Like, it's not about the size of the wave. It's about the motion
in
the ocean,
motion,
right?
Motion, yeah.
So if you send it and you're tiny or you're average or whatever.
You're not sending it if you're tiny. Let's
well, Some guys are bold. Are you discriminating against tiny penises?
Absolutely not. 1,000% no.
Okay. It's about the motion in the ocean.
For some.
Right. And I truly hope my daughter's not listening to this episode, and I know she listens to every episode. But so my advice to everyone out there listening, every male listening, please just save yourself the embarrassment, the anxiety.
Unless asked.
Even so, do not do it. Okay. Let's switch gears. Every time a guy asks you for boobs or a vagina, whatever, how often do you send it?
Girls?
No, Jennifer. I'm looking directly at you, Jen, because you are a big advocate of the dick pic. So please, every time you're asked for...
I think it is circumstantial.
Every time you're asked for a picture, how often do you send it?
I don't send it every time.
Do you have a stash ready to go so you don't think...
1,000%!
Yes, and let me tell you one thing. It's called a Rolosex.
Thank you.
Rolosex.
Yep, that's what it's called.
Not a Rolodex.
Every woman has one.
So,
I've never sent one.
You've
never
sent a
nudie? No.
You've never sent a nude picture
to
anybody.
God, I swear to God, no. But part of it is because I don't even want to look at it myself, so I don't want to send it.
There are angles, honey.
I know that's what she said.
Yeah,
there are
angles.
Like, no, there are angles. I can't
I
do
post
it.
A thirst trap on my Snapchat story every time we go to the beach.
She does. And we watch her replies. We're so
and does
bad.
It work?
They just come rolling
in. Yeah, they come rolling from, like, freaking Alaska. Like, they all come out. It's so bad. Not bad. It's good. It's good. It's
Abby, I need to use you on our Instagram page. Were you a thirst trap?
Yeah, sure. I'll do some
every beach. There's a certain bathing suit for it, too, where she gets the best one.
So,
yeah.
This is me speaking. I don't typically ask for nudes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know me for a long time. I don't ask anyone. I don't ask.
No.
If it comes up in conversation and whatever, if you want to send it, that's great, whatever. I don't want you to feel this. And listen, I've said a lot of stupid things in this podcast over 106 episodes. I don't typically go out of my way to be like, oh, send me your tits or send me whatever. Like, I don't care. I'm going to see it in person.
It's not your style.
If I'm meant to see it in person, I'm going to see it in person.
There you go.
I think the turn
right?
up when they ask.
Right. Exactly. Thank you, Danielle. Yes. It seems desperate. It seems unwarranted. Like, just
like I said, it's circumstantial. Straight out the gate, definitely desperate. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What is this?
Who right. No, just be yourselves. And I guess, guys, if you're in a relationship with Jen specifically, feel free to send your dick. But in general,
look,
don't send it. Keep it in your
hands.
I'm
a big fan of morning motivation. And if that means dating, sends me a dick pic and we can vibe on that together and motivate each other in the morning, 1,000% do it.
Okay.
Not everybody is there.
I'm going to take a vote. Right? Four of us. Hopefully I win. I'm going to start to my left, which is Jennifer. Jennifer, dick pics, dicks ugly or not ugly?
Dicks are not... Okay, most dicks are not ugly.
Abby, dicks are ugly or not ugly?
Oh my God. Objectively, yes.
They're ugly.
Maybe, yeah.
Thank you. Danielle, dicks are ugly or not ugly?
I kind of agree, but vaginas are also ugly.
No, vaginas are beautiful. And I agree, dicks are ugly. So that's three against one, Jennifer. You lose. That means you have to do something crazy.
Like?
I haven't decided yet. And when I decide, I'll tell you. But until then, this episode is absolutely over. We are not talking about.
Don't send an unsolicited DP.
Don't ever.
Don't put high heels on, for fuck's sake.
I want to clarify. Did he have the high heels on, or someone behind him had high heels?
He was wearing high heels.
Okay, we gotta go. Red Rooster 510. Sterling
_A98.
Yes, Danielle, Gavin, be
oh
the top
God.
Shelf.
Gavin.
Damn it. You know what? So Josh G has been my closest friend for as long as I can remember. It took me 95 episodes to remember his Instagram and Snapchat.
95? Not a real friend.
I know.
What's my Instagram?
You don't know my Instagram.
So. Sterling. I'm A98.
There you go.
Yep. Jennifer T-Rex.
No. Jennifer Anshka.
Jennifer Dick Picks.
Send me the
DP. We gotta go. Thank you for enjoying this episode of The Top Shelf. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Our music was created by Slater. That's SLDR_music. And as always, have an amazing day.